الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. الله عز وجل has mentioned in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he puts people to the test. Going through ibtila or going through a test is part of the life which Allah Azza wa Jalla has designed. Almost everyone has ibtila of one way or another. In fact, the people closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla, the greater test they face. أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاءِ ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلُ فَالْأَمْثَلُ. The people who face severe ibtila are those who are the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then those who are closer to them, and then those who are closer to them. We wish this for this life to be very smooth and very soft. And we wish for the life to be free from any trials and any difficulties. But somehow this is against the nature of this life. Akhirah is different. Jannah is different. In Jannah there is no amal. So in Jannah there is no accountability. In Jannah, there is no test, so there is no challenge. Jannah is that ideal place, is that dream home, where we can just relax. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And for you, therein, everything you desire. And for you, therein everything that you ask for. But that is Jannah, not this dunya. This dunya is Darul Amal, place where we have to work hard. Dunya is Darul Ibtila, place where people are going to face various types of challenges. Many people, as soon as they face a challenge or as soon as they face a difficulty, they get very much disturbed. And sometimes many people, they get confused and even frustrated. Why I am going through this? Why this is happening to me? As if I am the only one who is facing any trouble in this life. But if you just look around, ask around, you will see that everybody is going through something. Everybody is facing a challenge of a kind or the other. But because sometimes people don't realize, so they get frustrated. And sometimes people have even confusion. People say, Alhamdulillah, I'm doing everything all right. I'm praying Salah, I'm doing whatever I'm supposed to do. I don't do any major sins as such. But look at my life. Look at the misery I have. Look at the trouble I have. Nothing is working for me. Everything is against me. This frustration is because of not realizing the Sunan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla has rules in this life. and ibtila is part of that noom. We cannot change how Allah Azza wa Jal runs his life, and we cannot ask Allah Azza wa Jal to design this life in a different way or run this life in a different way. It is going to be how it is. People who have iman accept what comes from Allah Azza wa Jal and realize that whatever Allah Azza wa Jal does, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala does for good reason. There is always good for me. There is always favor for me. There is always something for me. Ulama have talked about this in different ways. Why people have ibtila. Sometimes you will have individuals going through ibtila. Sometimes you have communities going through ibtila. Sometimes you have nations going through ibtila. Sometimes common people have ibtila. Sometimes even Anbiya alayhi salam, they have ibtila. In the Quran, ibtila is mentioned with word, with name. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Remember the time when his Lord tested Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yani Ibrahim alayhi salam's Lord tested him alayhi salam. So it is mentioned in the Quran. Ulama, they say that one of the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal within ibtila is that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala prepares human being for something. Allah Azza wa Jal, He prepares human being. There is something which you are expected to do in the future. There is something which you are expected to achieve in the future. There is something which you can get later on. But now we are not ready for it. So if we are not ready for it, well, we have to be prepared. And for some reason, if we are not preparing ourselves, then Allah Azza wa Jal puts us in different situations which will enable that preparation. And we see this in this life. There are many things we make and we cannot use them for the ultimate purpose without those objects going through different stages. Many of these cutleries which people use, what is the initial stage of that and where it is now? You know, these nice beautiful teacups, china, which we find very, very nice, very beautiful. When it is in the early stage, it is soil. It is simple soil. Somebody has to dig for the soil, and then somebody has to refine the soil, and then somebody actually has to mold the soil. And then when the mold is ready, it has to be burned in the fire. Without having it burned in the fire, it is not what it is now. I have seen how it is made. This is how it is made. It has to be actually, physically, literally burned. If it is not burned, it is not that you know, teacup which is in your hand. Nobody would like to have it. Nobody would care. Nobody would desire. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us certain gifts in this life, and Allah azza wa jalla wants to give us certain gifts in akhirah. But we can only achieve those gifts if we go through a process. And that process is ibtila. Sometimes people have very nice and smooth life. Everything is nice and perfect until they grow up. And as soon as they start working, they will have challenges after challenges. Well, when I was young, everything was done for me. I did not have any issue, any problem. But now, I have to deal with these issues. You try to solve one problem, there is another problem waiting for you. You come across one obstacle, and there is another obstacle in queue. Many people, they go through this. Sometimes people are all right, everything is nice and comfy until they get married. As soon as they get married, life changes. Life changes. And people are shocked. What's wrong with me? I was all right. Everybody loved me. My parents loved me, my brothers loved me, my friends loved me. Right? Everybody respects me except my wife. Everybody cares about me except my husband. Why this big change? Subhanallah. Some people told me that they used to have a perception about themselves that I am such and such. I am like this, I am like this, I am like this. When they got married, they themselves had a different perception of themselves. Actually, I am not like this. I am like this. Actually, I did not know myself before. I am totally a different person. This is part of life. Allah Azza wa Jal prepares people. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala prepares individuals. Allah Azza wa Jal prepares communities. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala prepares the Ummah for something. So unless people go through these stages of ibtila, they cannot go where they are supposed to go. They cannot achieve what they are supposed to achieve. إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He presented amana to the mountains and to the heavens and to the earth. All of them they denied. No, no, we are sorry. We cannot take the responsibility. Human being was excited. I can do it. I will go. Go for it. So now human being has taken the responsibility. And once you have taken the responsibility, you realize that it is not as simple. It is not. That's why human being is very naive. Human being is very naive. So when human being has taken the responsibility, well, he has to be enabled to deliver that responsibility. And it is the favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah enables people. Actually, we are supposed to work hard in order to prepare ourselves for the greater responsibility Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us. We have to find ways and means of making ourselves better in different aspects of life. Unfortunately, most of the time, we do not take new challenges. We do not take new responsibilities. We do not go for adventures. You know, we are scared. We like comfort zone. We don't like to go out of the box. So, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mercy. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He takes us out of comfort zone. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala puts us in new situations. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He puts us in different scenarios. We go through different adventures. So even though the ibtila, when you look at it directly, it looks very negative. Why this is happening to me? Why me? Why my family? Why? If you look at it on its own, in isolation, yes, it looks negative. But if you look at the meaning, if you look at the bigger picture, if you look at the outcome that is waiting for you, you'll be amazed. You will be amazed. That's why it is mentioned in some hadith that people who go through ibtila, on the day of judgment, when they see the outcome, they wish if they never had any comfort in this life. They wish if they never knew any comfort in this life. Allah Azza wa Jal, He wants to separate between the people who say the truth and the people who lie. Allah Azza wa Jal, He wants to distinguish between those who are loyal to Him and those who are not. Allah Azza wa Jal wants to manifest the truth from falsehood. Making claim, everybody makes claim. What is the substance behind that claim? Well, that has to be identified. And that is identified through test. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ And we have tested those before them. So this is not new. This has been going on. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَّقُوا Indeed, Allah will know those who have said the truth. Well, Allah already knows. Allah Azza wa Jalla already knows. Allah will know, yani Allah wants to let it happen. Allah wants to let it become apparent. Allah wants that it to be obvious. So that people know who is sadiqa and who is not. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ So that Allah will know who has said the truth and who has lied. That's why the difficult times are the times when people are recognized. The difficult times are the times when people are identified. When you know the true identity of a person, when everything is normal, everybody is fine. When everything is nice, everybody is jolly, happy. When you have difficult situation, look around how many people stay behind you. You may not find anybody. You may not find anybody. Once a friend of mine told me that I have a friend such and such in such and such city. If you need anything from there, just let me know. I said, no, I don't want to give you trouble. No, why? He said, no, he is a very good friend of mine. And any time I say, he doesn't say what I should do. He says, where should I give my life? Where should I sacrifice my life? I said, no, I'm not going to ask I'm not going to ask you to sacrifice your life. Neither I'm going to ask him to sacrifice his life. It came and went. Then after some time, something was needed from that place. And I was thinking, actually, you know, it takes a lot of time to travel from place to place. I should find somebody over there who can get it done. Save time, save energy, and do something else. And then subhanAllah, it clicked me that actually this brother, he has a friend there who can give his life. So let me ask him. So I told him that, look, now the time has come. Please ask him if he can do this job without giving his life. He said, don't worry, consider that it is done. Consider it is done. And then he called him. And he was making up stories after stories. Actually, I'm busy with this, I'm busy with that. You know, I cannot do this, I cannot do that. Then when he came to me, he said, this is what happened to me. I said, Alhamdulillah, this is what happened now. Because you are not in difficulty, neither I am in a difficulty. But through this process, you got to know him. Whether he can deliver on his promise or not. It is better that you know the people before the time comes, so that you don't blindly trust them. Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to know the people. Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to show the truth. And for this, Allah Azza wa Jalla has this system of ibtila. Ibtila has many, many wisdoms, many benefits, many advantages. And when we realize these advantages and these benefits, we say Alhamdulillah. Although it looks negative, but people will say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. And the more you realize the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla in that ibtila, the more you say Alhamdulillah, and the louder you say Alhamdulillah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us understanding of his deen, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq to act upon it. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Walhamdulillah.